I'm Tom McDonald, WRPR News.
The stage was set and the amps were powered up on Saturday, September 20th on the band shell lawn for Ramapo's Battle of the Bands. Junior Brian Sella and his band, the Front Bottoms, won the competition, but all who performed were excited to be playing at the battle and strengthening the campus music scene. Talent was not on short supply at the show. Guitar player Adam Beener played guitar or bass for four of the bands.
All concerts are really high-stress environments. This is going to be a lot of stage time. I'm just trying to stay in my zen, stay cool. It's business as usual. I'm just going to get up there and just plow through them one at a time.
The winning band, the Front Bottoms, had their own view on how to perform well at the competition. I talked with frontman Brian Sella and pianist Brian Uchek about their plan.
Oh, as long as anything like doesn't break. We were just jamming before here. Matt's hi-hat went, so I guess it's good that it went then and not now.
This was their first time playing at an outdoor venue.
Sun is shining. Oh, you got a mountaintop view over here.
It's like even if you don't play too well, you got this beautiful day to fall back on. When you get off stage, you're not going to be upset. You're just going to be happy. Happy you're alive.
Sandeep Kapoor and Paul Caraggio from the alternative rock band Calico were also pleased with the outdoor stage.
I think it's kind of a nice setting. We had a nice view when the sun was setting. I felt like, you know, kind of like a big deal. The lights were dim and everything. It was really fun to do.
And I feel like the people that run their event were really, really helpful too, like gauging in the sound and stuff like that. Like, that really helped a lot.
Adam Beener was also impressed with what the battle means for the college's music scene.
Many years ago when I was growing up, New Jersey was a real hotspot for very, very talented musicians. And in their wake, it's been very hard to really build what we call the scene, a community of people who would jointly support their bands and their friends. I'm really excited to see that the college is taking the first steps to promote that kind of environment here.
Do you feel it says something about Ramapo to have seven quality bands made up entirely of students?
It's incredible. Talent is hard to come by, and I can't believe that you find so much of it in one area, and it blows me over every time I think about it.
In the end, the winner was up to the Ramapo fans.
And the winner is Front Bottom.
It was close. Of the 130 votes cast, four votes separated the Front Bottoms from a second-place finish. As winners, they will open for the main band at Ramapo's next concert event.